Now, for more than 50 years, Shenfield High School has been serving the local area. This year's batch of GCSE and A-level results from the pupils at the school were really good. An entry for Year 7 in 2016 is now open. There's a difference this year. Shenfield High School is launching its own Performing Arts Academy. And here to tell us about that is Shenfield's Head of Drama, Kim Bradley, along with two Shenfield High School students, Jade Evans and Alfie Gardner. Welcome all.
Hello.
Hello. Lovely to see you. Well, let's start with Kim, shall we? Now, the academy is for sixth formers who will study A-level drama and theatre studies. What will the academy be able to offer them?
Well, at the moment, the academy is for our sixth formers, but the on Saturday, we're holding aptitude auditions so we can start a new academy for our juniors. Currently, what the sixth form academy offers the students is it's a chance they have extra timetabled hours on their timetable where, at the moment, we are actually participating in the National Theatre Connections Festival, which is a nationwide competition of 500 schools who are going to perform 12 plays across the country after Christmas. And sometimes the ones that get chosen get to go to the National Theatre and perform on the National Theatre stage.
Oh, wow, yeah.
We will get to perform at the Theatre Royal Stratford East, which is absolutely amazing.
Oh, I love that theatre.
It's beautiful. I think for some of our students, they will never have performed on a professional stage like that before, so it's going to be an amazing experience. And what we hope to do in the future is to offer that same opportunity to our juniors as well in our new junior academy.
Okay, and they're sort of aspiring to... Oh, you're going to have a separate junior...
Yeah, we're going to have a separate junior academy as well, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, but that's later. This year it's for the sixth formers, yeah?
Yeah.
So who qualifies for entry to the academy?
So at the moment, for the sixth form, any student that chooses to study either A-level drama and theatre studies or BTEC performing arts will automatically have a place in the academy.
Right.
And in the future, what we're going to do is if anybody wants to choose a different A-level path or BTEC pathway that might not be to study drama or performing arts, we're going to give them the opportunity to audition to be part of our sixth form academy. But with the new academy, we'll be starting that in September 2016 with the new ones. And so the younger students, the new year sixes, they will have to take part in the aptitude audition, which is happening this Saturday.
Right, okay. Well, there's going to be a few sweaty palms at that, I expect, isn't there? What do the auditions consist of? Do you ask them to read a piece or perform something?
Well, we've asked them to prepare their own piece that really shows off their talent. So with the younger students, the year six students, we've asked them to identify what they think they're best at.
Yep.
So it could be dancing, singing or acting. They're going to come along and they're going to have created either a little monologue all about themselves, a song of their choosing, and also if dance is their aptitude, then they're going to perform a dance for us.
Mm.
During the day, they're going to take part in a workshop in acting, singing and dancing. So they'll all take part in it, in all of them. But the audition will really focus on their strengths.
Fantastic. Now, so what are the benefits to the students of the academy? How will the academy aim to develop them?
Well, by identifying their strength really early on, we plan to tailor-make an academy structure for the year that follows them through to support their academic studies, but also to try and enhance and hone their skills that they've currently showed us that they're really talented at, what their talent lies in. So we're going to offer extra workshops. We're going to invite practitioners and specialists in to work with the kids and take them off timetable sometimes for a day. They're going to construct their own academy of performance.
Right.
We're hoping to offer them some extra skills sessions in addition to their academic studies. We're hoping that they're going to be able to do their own production and also their own dance show. They have the benefit of studying in a fantastic setting in our X block. It really is a really lovely place to study. We've got a brand new studio. It's only 2 years old.
Wow.
And it's brilliant. And currently our hall has just been completely revamped. We've got all new sound and lights. So it's a really exciting place to come and study performing arts at the moment.
Fantastic. I was going to ask you about the facilities and you've just told me.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right. Thanks very much, Kim. Now let's turn to your students. It's Alfie and Jade. We'll start with Jade.
Hello.
Hello, Jade. What are you studying at the school?
I'm studying BTEC Performing Arts.
Right, okay. And what is within that? You know, what does it contain?
It's a lot of acting-based thing. units. I think that, but it does touch on dancing and singing.
Right.
So I'm doing a unit in movement and a unit in musical theatre.
Right.
Yeah.
When did you start that? Was that
this year? Yeah, the start of September.
Right. So what are you working on at the moment?
All of them.
Yeah,
musical
really?
Theatre, movements and acting skills.
Okay. Right. Well, now this is a dodgy question, really, with Kim here. What do you think of the school, its teachers and facilities?
Oh, the teachers, I would say 100%, they're so supportive. They're very determined and passionate about the department. They always strive you to be the best and work you hard. And I think that's a really positive thing in Shenfield. I think the facilities, they're amazing. The lights, the sound, the mirrors, the curtains, everything.
Really?
It just makes the drama department a really positive place to be.
Yeah, that's really... And you're not just saying all that, are you?
No,
just
no,
because
no.
Your teacher's here. No,
no, no, that's honest.
What about your most outstanding moment at the moment? Have you done any performances yet?
Yeah, I recently done a singing performance as an assessment where I played Mrs. Lovett and performed a song out of Sweeney Todd.
Oh, right.
I think drama's really helped me in that because... I'm not a confident singer, but I really got up there and I showed them what I can do through characterisation, and I really went for the song.
Great, great. Well done. Excellent. All right, Alfie, same questions
Hello.
To you. Hello. What are you studying?
I'm actually currently studying the same subject as Jade.
Right.
So...
Okay. And what do you think of the school?
I think it's incredible.
Yeah?
I came from a different school, and so I was very new to the school, and on my first day, I was really, really nervous.
Right.
But as soon as I walked into the class, I felt so at home. It's really welcoming there. The teachers are so dedicated to what they do. They put so much time and effort into the students, the work, and... as Jade said, the facilities, like, they're amazing. Mm. I feel like I'm working as a professional, so...
That is good. So, you know, if anyone out there is interested in the performing arts, you'd recommend them to get along to Shenfield High School, yeah?
Definitely.
Yeah. All right, what about you and your outstanding performance moment?
I think my outstanding performance would have to be when I got to showcase some of my dancing at the Year 6 open evening when I did some solos in
right.
front of some of the parents and students.
So is that your specialism, dancing, is it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Jade? What are you sort of... What's the best thing you do? The thing you're most talented at, do you think?
I think the acting side
yeah.
of it... I think I have a lot of confidence and I really inspire some children to get up and perform like I do.
Yeah.
I just really go for it and show my confidence 100% and show that I'm not worried to show people what I'm all about.
Fantastic. Excellent. Well, what a nice young couple of young people we've got here. Excellent.
No,
and I met another couple of nice young people from Shenfield High School a little while ago. It was Dana Laurel and Liam Ball. They came in and did a fantastic performance for us. In fact, you know what? While we're talking, I'm going to dig that out and we're going to play that in a minute.
Oh, yes. That'd be great.
So to let me do that, right, both of you, Alfie and Jade... What do you want to get from the academy? You know, what let's say, what skills do you particularly want to develop?
I think just furthering my knowledge in the acting side of it. I think really characterizations of a character and really understanding where they come from, their backgrounds, and really executing that well and professionally on stage.
Right. Okay. And you, Alfie?
Where most of my training outside of school consists of hardcore dancing.
Right.
From the academy, it's mostly the acting for me, as I'm not as confident with acting.
Right.
And I'm a bit shy when it comes to acting, so I really want to build on my confidence and explore, like, different roles and different performances.
Right. Well, it sounds like you're both in the right place to me. It sounds really good. Now, Kim, the school held its open evening last Thursday. How did it go? Was it well attended?
Yes, yeah? It was absolutely brilliant. I was in the head teacher's talk, which I got an opportunity to speak, and literally it was standing room only.
Really?
It was absolutely wonderful. Cars everywhere, crazy, but full to bursting, yeah. Particularly, you know, around the schools. That's a lovely feeling. We had so much positive feedback. It was genuinely a really, really good night. I wandered over to the block, our block, to have a look at what was going on, and we've got Alfie dancing, we've got some kids singing. Our music department is absolutely incredible. I must mention them while we're here.
Yeah.
And just, you walk into the room and you literally, you see the arts straight in front of you, and it's just a lovely place to be. And that really got fed back to me by the parents. Just a really lovely evening. Yeah, we were so chuffed. It was brilliant.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like a fantastic place. How can anyone apply to become part of the Performing Arts Academy?
Well, at the moment, today is our final day. It's our cut-off day today at 3 p.m.
Got to get in quick. Yeah.
On our internet, Shenfield High School's website, you can go on there and you can find the application form and the details of the day, of the audition day.
Okay.
And so I would encourage anyone, any parents of Year 6 students who they believe or have, or they know they have a real aptitude or talent in either singing, dancing or acting, then they could fill in that form and get that to us by 3 o'clock. That would be great, because we're really looking to expand with some real superstars.
Fantastic. Well, you know what? In the last month or so, I've had three lots of guests from your school. Well, no, four if you count Dana Laurel and Liam Ball. We've had the head teacher, Carol, mm-hmm. And your head of PE.
Yeah, Gary.
Sapsford. Sorry, Gary, I forgot your name for a minute. And yourselves. And there just seems a really positive, good vibe about the place from what I hear from all of you. So good luck in everything you do.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming in today. Kim Bradley, Jade Evans and Alfie Gardner. And I think we'll hear that track from another couple of Shenfield High School students now. This is Dana Laurel and Liam Ball and their version of Ed Sheeran's Photograph. Thanks again, everyone.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Loving can hurt. Loving can hurt sometimes. But it's the only thing that I know. When it gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. It is the only thing that makes us feel alive. Keep this love in a photograph. We make these memories for ourselves, where our eyes never closing, hearts were never broken, and times forever frozen still.
So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till I.
Loving can heal, and loving can mend your soul, and it's the only thing that I know. I swear it will get easier.
Remember that with every piece of you,
it is the only thing we take with us when we die. Keep this love in a photograph. We make these memories for ourselves, where our eyes never closing, hearts never broken, and time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me
closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. And if you hurt me, that's okay, baby. Only words bleed. Inside these pages, you just hold me. I won't ever let you go.
Wait for me to come home.
Wait for me to come home.
Wait for me to come home. Wait for me to come home.
Oh, you can fit me inside the necklace you got when you were 16. Next to your heartbeat where I should be. Keep it deep within your soul. And if you hurt me, that's okay, baby. Only words bleed. Inside these pages you just hold me. I won't ever let you go.
When I'm away, I will remember how you kissed me under the lamppost back on 6th Street, hearing you whisper through the phone.
Wait for me to come home.
Oh, how fantastic is that? Dana Laurel and Liam Ball, two Shenfield High School students, and photograph from Ed Sheeran. And thanks very much to Kim Bradley, Jade Evans and Alfie Gardner for joining me and telling us all about the Performing Arts Academy at Shenfield High School.